we move now, starting with this in the third week of Easter. The first reading will be about the life of the risen Christ in his disciples, the Acts of the Apostles. And it will begin to take up the theme of suffering. We're going to have now Easter. It's going to be the martyrdom of Stephen. The first part, which we have right now, is announcing the irrevocable newness of the new covenant, sealed in the blood of our Lord and celebrated right here on the altar. And so it begins. And it begins with Stephen, who's martyred. But before he's martyred, he gives a long speech. And Luke has recovered that and probably embellished it to illustrate the old is over. The new is here. And the symbol of the old, the glory of the old, is the temple. And our Lord has already told them it's going to be destroyed. And they'll twist that, as you see in the he said that he was going to destroy it. No, he never said that. So then we come now to what is sort of specifically the Easter theme, namely the Eucharist. So it begins today. Our Lord has just come with the disciples to Capernaum. You know where Capernaum is, don't you? Well, you know it's in Israel anyway. But I mean, see, here's the lake. And Capernaum is right here. It's in the northwest corner of the lake. And that's where Jesus had made his home. He left Nazareth and began to live in Capernaum. And this discourse takes place in that synagogue. And so, the next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had only been one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in that boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, which is down kind of at the bottom of the lake. Near the place where they had eaten the bread, when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And now begins the Eucharistic discourse for days now. We will be taught by our Lord about the meaning and the glory and the wonder of the Eucharist. It's himself become our food. And as we consume this food, we are fed not only on bread, but on the very body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to have this long discourse. When did you get here? And now the discourse begins. It begins abruptly. Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, You are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. He's not going to tell them for several more verses exactly what that is. For on him, the Father, God, has set his seal. So they said to him, and now comes the heart of the discourse, what can we do to accomplish the works of God? And Jesus answered and said, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Well, this work of God, yeah, this is the work that pleases God, but it's also the work that God does. If we believe, it's because God is at work in our spirit. And that is how we live. And if we continue to live that life, sustained by the very physical presence of Jesus Christ with us every day, if we want it, we are preparing ourselves for eternal life. Not only spiritually, as it were, but physically. I'll probably quote this 60 times, but I'll start with today. It's a remark of St. Irenaeus. It is impossible that a body into which the Eucharist has come, unless that person turns from God, it's impossible that that body remain corrupt forever. The seeds of its own immortality are right here. When we receive the body and blood of our Lord today, it's our body, not only our spirit, that is fed. And because we're stamped with this divine life, you know, Tom Ferris is buried, and he'll stay buried until the Lord comes back. But when he comes back, that coffin will just break open, and Tom will be there in his body. Why? Because of the power of the Eucharist. And that's what it says, you see. No one who feeds on me and does not turn from me will stay dead forever. It's impossible. Because you've been fed by my body and my blood and my soul and my divinity. And so, as we get to this point, sort of the very center of Eastertide, third week now, we begin this discourse. I'd recommend that you read it at home, too, and beg the Holy Spirit to open this up. Start anywhere you want. I mean, but just think, our Lord's thinking, how can I stay, not just with my disciples when I'm with them, but with everyone who believes in me, who is joined to me by faith? I know. I'll give them my risen body and blood to feed on every day. That's what I'll do for them. And then I am sowing in them the seeds of physical immortality. It is impossible that anyone, anybody, into which the Eucharist has come, unless that person turns from God, it's impossible that that body remain corrupt forever. It has touched the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Now, we're so weak and stupid, right? We do this every day. But the angels who watch us do this, they're here. I don't know how many, because they don't take up any room. You know, 500, 1,000, how many angels here? I don't know, but a lot. They join this. and with their angelic spirit and their powerful minds. They worship. They worship. And they watch us take this physical body and blood into our bodies. And they are in awe. Can you imagine? These little creatures of flesh and blood are going to be with us in heaven forever, with their body and blood. Why? Because they feed on the body and blood of our Master, the Son of God.